Good morning, Dorothy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. Waverly Middle School had some challenges with the No Student Left Behind program. Tell us what happened.
What happened was there was some legislation that was put into place for the Race to the Top, and that was in January. And what came from that legislation was a new metric or accountability measure, what they call the 5% persistently lowest achieving schools formula, where they calculated out and compared schools across the state. We were identified in an area for our students that are in our middle school, which are 7th and 8th graders, and they looked at a two-year window of progress by individual students over time for those 2 years and found that our students did not progress at the rate needed for the new calculation. This did not align to the existing adequate yearly progress calculation, which we had made adequate yearly progress and had been for few years here, but this is a new metric. So at that time, they said in the areas of mathematics and at when they were doing the meet then, it was called English Language Arts. They determined that we needed to improve in those areas for that block of time for those students.
Why did the failure occur?
I wouldn't call it a failure. I would call it that we had a dip of progress for those individual students. The two areas that were highlighted, as I said, was math and ELA. And when we look at that group of students, which are the 7th and 8th graders during that two-year period of time, where we found areas that we needed to work on and that were in deficit were in areas in mathematics where the proportionality and similarity functions and linear equations. So there were exactly 9 grade-level content expectations that we felt our students were not performing proficiently at. And then in the ELA area, we showed areas that were struggling in comprehension in both narrative and informational text for that group of students.
Who's responsible for this, or whose job is it to make sure that the goals are met?
I believe when you say goals are met, you're talking about the target of adequate yearly
Correct.
Progress.
Correct.
It's a team effort here at Waverly Community Schools. It would start at the ground level between the teachers working with students and their families, communicating and making sure that they are covering all the grade level content expectations, and that school improvement team in that building works closely with their principal, and then we work closely as a central administration working with that building and their school improvement team to make sure that they have the resources and that they've aligned the curriculum so that the students are meeting proficiency. And as I stated, with the existing measure that for adequate yearly progress, definitely had made that target, but as I said, they changed the metric. And so these students had already taken the test by the time the metric had been changed.
So the middle school now has a new principal?
Yes, they do. That was one of the first requirements for the change reform. Any of the four, there would be a replacement or change of the principal. So yes, there was a change that happened in September.
Is the old principal still with the district?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your plan, because you have a pretty extensive plan on what you need to do so you don't have to deal with this challenge again.
Exactly.
Lay it out for us.
Basically, we have to follow what's required, and as you stated, we've quite quickly, even though we didn't have to replace the principal till the next school year, we did replace the principal. And we had to then have a reform model. We picked the transformational model, and in that model, it was required that we have a rigorous, transparent evaluation system for both teachers and principals. That aligns with the new legislation for the annual evaluation of both teachers and principals. So we worked very closely with our association and came up with a modified evaluation model that was in our existing contract. So we were able to come up with an evaluation tool that brought into account student progress and put that into place. We also had to come up with a way to reward school leaders, teachers, and staff who helped to increase student achievement. And so we were able, in on an addendum, which is an agreement between the teachers union and the Board of Education, to put some compensation in for teachers and leaders who were helping to increase student achievement. We did that. We also had to provide job-embedded professional development, and we did that actually in different ways. The first way we did it is we integrated it in the existing teaching structure. We have it monthly that teachers get to meet to do staff development, but we also included an additional hourly time that would happen weekly. So there was additional hours during the teaching week, during the school year, and then we added 5 additional days in the summer that staff would get some intensive professional development. Another thing that we were required to do was to implement financial incentives, opportunities for career growth, and more flexible work conditions, which we worked on staggering schedules so that teams could work to meet the needs of their students based on how they performed on universal screeners or assessment tests. So we put that into place. Another area we were required to put into the plan was to use data to identify and implement instructional programs. We have been involved even before this identification occurred in something called response to intervention, and that structure is something we've collaborated closely with the Ingham Intermediate School District. And basically what it is we actually universally screen every student here at Waverly, and that's 3,000 students. We do it 3 times a year in a benchmark to see basically how our students are faring in the areas of reading fluency and reading comprehension. We also have mathematics, but we have not instituted that across the district, but we have it at certain schools. We use that data then to make determinations on what interventions we're going to use, and our teachers get extensive training on various intervention activities and models, for example, rewards, rewards plus, 6-minute fluency, PALS training, K-PALS training, and Road to the Code, and those are all very specific literacy intervention programs. We also had to prove that we were going to continue to use student data formatively and as well as summatively to inform how we're doing our instruction. And we are attacking that utilizing many of the systems that we have in place for response to intervention, the AIMS web system for assessment, where we actually progress monitor students that have been targeted weekly, and then we strategically monitor other groups of students monthly. We also are making sure that we have common assessments where teachers are working on their units in the curriculum and their pre- and post-testing and making sure that students are attaining the curriculum. Another required area was, and this one's the most popular of this plan, that at least when people talk about this across the state, is the increased learning time. So we did increase learning time with a longer school day of about 28 minutes additional to the day. We extended the year. We've added 10 days in the summer, and we've also done many more of the professional development periods of times for the teaching staff. So overall, it's an additional 227 hours of increased learning time. We also had to provide an ongoing mechanism for family and community engagement. In our plan, we wrote in there that we were going to have some staff that would actually be leaders in family and community engagement activities with a minimum of at least 6 parenting workshops, as well as we have written in the plan a behavior specialist to help students that may have some at-risk issues that we could help them and make some connections between school and home. And then the last requirement of the plan is that we needed to give the school sufficient operational flexibility. And that basically means in the areas of staffing, calendars, and budgeting, does the principal have some flexibility with how he uses his budget, how he's able to use his calendar and scheduling daily, and staffing. If he has staff members that are not, making sure that students are achieving, does he have some flexibility to make some movement? And that's something that was addressed in our addendum. That was a joint agreement between the teachers union and the Board of Education. And finally, we had to ensure that the Waverly Middle School was going to get technical assistance from the central administration as well as Ingham Intermediate School District. And all I can say is in all these areas, the middle school improvement team did an outstanding job working collaboratively with Ingham Intermediate as well as with central administration and the new principal there to put together a very thorough plan that basically it was an addendum created as well between the teachers union and the Board of Education to be able to meet the requirements of this new school reform model.
Dorothy Blackwell is the Waverly Community Schools Chief Academic Officer, and you're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Waverly Middle School serves about 557th and 8th graders, and they have a plan that by law for the No Child Left Behind law they had to implement in order to get up to speed. They have a pretty good plan here. Did the teachers ratify this new change because it's going to affect the contract?
Yes, it was. That was another requirement of the plan, is that you had an executable addendum between the teachers union and the Board of Education, and that was accomplished, as well as we went a little step further and made sure that our support staff contract also had an addendum, since we were extending the school year into the summertime, that our support staff was covered. So we received both.
And obviously, if you don't meet your goals, you lose funding, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Dorothy. I appreciate it. I know we threw a lot of tough questions at you, but I know that you are eager to attack this challenge, and it sounds like you have a plan in place.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Connolly.